37. We'll just say this Kinnah Shalei Kaseida and then we'll come back. It's Kinnah 35, Lamed He, Horav Yisrael, Friedman Shlita, Rav Chodka.
We are told what happened the second when the avod in the Beis Hamikdash was brought to an abrupt halt. And we learn in the Kinnah as follows. Eicho regel zeidim atmas koidish derechis. Woe is to us how an atmas zeidim, the feet of the Zaydim came and they stepped on the Admas Kodesh. And we already read before in one of the Kinnois that Titois Harusha used to go with hobnailed shoes, boots, like the Nazis. So wherever they marched, one could hear the noise of the metal on the stone floor, which brought a terrible pachad and a fear to all those who heard the goose steps of the marching of the soldiers. And the Kinnah tells us, Bevoyam, when the Romans came into the Beis Hamikdash, Motzi Koihanim Shoimrei Hamareches. They found there the Koihanim, the Shoimrei Hamareches, who do the Avoida. Val Mishmeroisom Omdi. They were standing there, the Koihanim, in their places, in their positions, by the Avoida, Veloi Ozvi Hamaleches. They didn't run away, Adasha Shipach Domom Kimeime Hamepeches, until their blood was spilt like rivers. This is what the Kinnah tells us. This is what happened the second of the actual Chorban. The Romans enter into the Beis Hamikdash, they find the Koihanim there, and they are killed whilst they are in the middle of the Avoida. This Kinnah needs a very, very big explanation. We know, Chazal tell us, that on Shiva Usa B'Tamuz, Butl HaTomid, the Korban Tomid was stopped. And Rashi explains, because of the siege around Yerushalayim, which had been in place already since Asura B'Teves, and nobody could come in, and nobody could go out, because of this, there were no more animals to be found in Yerushalayim. And Shiva Usa B'Tamuz, Butl HaTomid, there were no more Karbunas. So how could it be that we come to Tisha B'Av, and the Kinnah tells us that when the Romans marched into the Beis Hamikdash, they found the Koihanim standing there doing the Avoida in the Beis Hamikdash. The Avoida had been butl for the last 3 weeks. So this is actually a Gemara in Masechtas Erchin. The Gemara in Masechtas Erchin tells us something very interesting. Although the Avoida in the Beis Hamikdash had been silenced for already 3 weeks from Shiva Usa B'Tamuz, tells us the Gemara, on Tisha B'Av in the morning, Ben Buka Ekrui Ba'alma He De Isramilihi. They came across an animal. They came across one lone animal in Yerushalayim. And there and then, the Koihanim decided they're going to offer up this korban, one last korban. Tells us the Gemara as follows. Kashachurav Habayis, Yoim Tisha B'Av Hoya. It was Tisha B'Av. V'hoi Koihanim v'Leviim oindim al dichunam v'oimrim shira. The Koihanim were doing the Avoida, they were makriv this korban. The Leviim were there, they were singing shira. And the Gemara even asks, what shira were they saying? And the Gemara tells us they were saying the Shira of Kel nakumis Hashem, kel nakumis Hofia, he nusis shoifei tores hushiv gemil al geim, where we ask Rabbeinu Shloilem, tease to punish all those who are fighting and afflicting Klal Yisrael. And they went through the entire Shira until the very last Pusik. And when it came to the last Pusik, tells us the Gemara, they were not able to finish the last three words. The last Pusik says, Vayushev Aleim es Oinom. We ask Hashem, please, Rabbi Hashem, repay back to the Goyim all the suffering they have inflicted upon us. Everuosom, and the evil which they've done to us, Yatzmisem. Please, Hashem, pay them back, the Goyim, and do the same to them. Tells us the Gemara, Veloi hispiki loima, Yatzmisem Hashem Elokeini. They were not able to finish off the last three words of the Pusik, Yatzmisem Hashem Elokeini, which means, please Hashem, destroy the Goyim and give them the evil which they have done to us, repay that back to them. Those three words they were unable to say, Ad Shabui Oivim Vekovshim, until the Goyim came and captured them and they were killed. And this is what we say in the Kinnah. So the Gemara tells us, the Levim were standing there, the Kohanim were being makiv the Karbunos, the Korban, and they were singing Shira. V'lo yispiki loima. They were unable to finish that one Pusik. The Gemara doesn't tell us what would have happened if they would have finished that Pusik. However, the Zohar HaKodesh does tell us. And the Zohar HaKodesh tells us, that if the Yidden would have finished, the Levim would have finished that one Pusik, Loi Hava Lohem Takuna. The Goyim would have been unable to conquer and to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. The Goyim were only able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash because the Levim were interrupted and they were unable to finish that Pusik. If they would have finished that Pusik, the Goyim would have been unable to conquer and to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Azoi state in Zoya Kodesh and Zoya Chodesh in Parshas Vayeshev. Now I had a very great kasha on this. This mizmoy of Kel Nakumis Hashem, Kel Nakumis Hafia, is the mizmoy which we all recognize, which we say every single Wednesday. This is the Shir Shel Yoim of every single Yoim Revi. And this was the mizmoy which was sang in the Beis HaMikdash by the Kohanim every single Wednesday for the last 400 years. So why is it that we are told that because the Levim were unable to finish off those last three words, if they would have managed, there would never have been the Chorban. But they'd finished off those last three words for the last 400 years, and yet they were unable to prevent a Chorban. What suddenly now changed that this one last Mizboy, that would have made the difference? And I understand the Pshat is as follows. The Medrash tells us on the Pusik, Al Nahar Ois Bovel, Shom Yoshavni, Gam Bochini, Bezachreini Es Tzion. And tells us the Medrash that Yirmiyahu Hanovi accompanied the Yidden into Gulis until they came to the Nahar Ois Bovel. And when they came to Nahar Ois Bovel, Yirmiyahu Hanovi said to them, I'm sorry, I've got to go back now to Eretz Yisroel. And the Yidden sat down, and they started to cry. And they said, Yirmiyahu, don't leave us by ourselves. We were felt so secure as long as you were with us. Now you're going to leave us. We're scared to be by ourselves. And they were crying and weeping. Please don't leave us. Said Yirmiyahu Hanovi to them, Meid anai shamayim v'oretz. Ili b'chisem b'chia achas. If only you would have cried once in all those years in Eretz Yisroel, you would not have to cry now. But because you didn't cry all those times when I told you off, and you took no notice, so now it's too late. Those Kohanim and Levim who were doing that Avodah We cannot begin to imagine the moedike gevira that that took. We know the stories, what took place in the war, in the concentration camps. If any Yid was found holding a siddur, trying to put on tehillim, trying to say a tefillah, and he was noticed by a Nazi, immediately, achas dusoy lehomis, he was straight away killed on the spot. And here we know, Chazal tell us, that on the seventh day of Av, b'shvi nechnasi lemigdash, the seventh day of Av, the Romans came into the Beis HaMikdash. They were there, they taking control, marching all around, instilling fear and pachad. One cannot begin to imagine what type of courage this must have taken. Tisha B'Av in the morning, after the Romans were ready, they're occupying the Beis HaMikdash for 3 days in control. Under the very noses of the Romans, they're going to offer a korban. And the Leviim come along, and they're going to sing a shira. A shira is not something you can do quietly. A shira one hears. But the Leviim are going to sing one last shira. The koyach of such a tefillah, one cannot imagine. So tells us Chazal, v'lohi spiki loima, they were unable to finish off that last words, yatzmisem Hashem Elokeini. And if they would have finished off, there would have never been a korban. And this is a moedike lesson for us. We know, unfortunately today, we are faced by so many problems all around us, increasing anti-Semitism, problems with education, which the government is trying to force us to change our derech of chinuch, problems from inside, problems from outside. And often people feel a sense of despair, and we don't know what to do. What's the Eitzah? What should we be doing? We have an Eitzah. And unfortunately, very often, because we are foolish and stupid, we don't take the Eitzah which we have been given. We have a gewaltige Eitzah, and I want to share it with you. And if loibusi ella b'shvil zeh is dayeni. We know there's a tefillah which we all say every Monday and Thursday, a long tachanun, and it seems that there is a special yetzer hara to try, and on the flimsiest of excuses, to skip out this tefillah. And even for those that are saying it, there's another yetzer hara to zoom through this tefillah as quick as possible without giving it the true kavona and the true time. And what are we trying to achieve? I want to tell you where this tefillah comes from. And when you'll hear, we'll understand to say this tefillah with more kavuna and with more respect. And to realize this is our etzer, how to get out of the gulas. Where does this tefillah come from? The Beis Yosef tells us that this tefillah was instituted because of a nes gudol. He doesn't tell us what the nes was, but he tells us to look in the Sefer Kolboy from one of the Rishonim. And this is mentioned in other Rishonim, in the Sefer HaManik, in the Siddur HaRekeach. And they tell us as follows. At the time of the Chorban Bayesheni, the Goyim took 3 shiploads full of Yidden, and they towed them out to sea, and then they let them drift by themselves. 3 large ships crammed full with Yidden, thousands of Yidden. The Romans thought for sure it won't take too long. And these ships, without any sailors, without a captain, is going to very soon sink. But the Rabbein Shloilem made a ness. And these ships drifted along somehow with the sea current until finally they have arrived in a faraway country. They got off the ship. And the local king, the local Puritz, whoever he was, saw these refugees, and he said to them, "Who are you? Where are you from?" They said, "We are Yidden. We've just come from Eretz Yisrael." "Oh, you're Yidden? I'm going to give you the same test that was given to Hananiah, Mishael, Vazaria. I'm going to make a large fire. And I'm going to then throw you into this fire. If you're going to survive, you're welcome to stay. If you're not going to survive, well, that will be the end. They asked permission to prepare themselves for 30 days. Shteitin Rishonim, they prepared themselves for 30 days. And what tefillah did they daven? They davened the tefillah of Vehi Rachim. That's when they then made that tefillah of Vehi Rachim, which we say every Monday with Thursday. And they davened and they said, look, Rabbi Nishloilam, we've been given katzoin letevach yiva laharoig laabud lechepo evachol zoshim chloi shechochni nu al tishkacheini, all the pusikim which we say every Monday and Thursday. It came the 30th night, the night before they were about to be burnt, state in the Rishonim that one of these Zakenim, he had a dream. In the dream he dreamt a pusik where it was written twice the word loy, twice the word ki, and three times the letter loy. He didn't understand what's this alluding to. Twice the word ki, and three times the word loy. He woke up in the morning, and he told one of the other Zakenim, and they told him, you know what pusik you dreamt? This is a pusik in Yeshaya. Ki savoy b'mayim, itcho oni. When you go through water, itcho oni, zuk the Rabbi Nishloilam, I am with you. Even a hura is loyish teficha, you won't be drowned in the rivers of water. Ki seilech b'moyesh, if you'll be thrown into fire, loisi kove, you will not be burnt. Elahova loitevai boch, the flames will not consume you. This is the dream that they had. They woke up in the morning, this king lit a large fire, and he took three Zakenim, and he threw them into the fire. And as they were thrown into the fire, three pathways opened up in the fire, and they walked through the fire from one end to the other end. Writes the Rishonim, because of this story, they sent afterwards to all the Kehillos and Gulis to let them know what had happened, and to tell them the great ness which had happened to them, and how this had happened because they had davened this tefillah v'hi rachim with kavuna. And finishes off the Rekeach with these words, V'chol ha'oimre b'kavunas liboy hinena, V'oimrim kuhal b'yachad b'chol kavunas libom v'hi rachim. If we say this tefillah v'hi rachim with kavuna, there is a promise hinena, V'chol zoshim chaloy shechochni nu al tishkacheini. This is our koyach. So just like the koyhanim in the Beis Hamikdash, if they would have finished off that one last filler, Yatzmisim Hashem Elokeini, would never have happened this terrible Chorban. So if we want to get out of the Gulas, we have to be mechazik ourselves b'koyach ha'tfilah. This one tfilah, this is the key to our salvation, and we will say it with kavuna. Through this we'll be zoicha to go back to Yerushalayim. Amen. Kinelamate, she coyres for loy me oi nashlichi sipayer. Korchino for goy divashchi siapayer. See al shafoyim kin of a soy via kolakabay.